Hey guys, my name is Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Oh great, now I'm the bad guy. That is both my impression of Mother Gothel from Tangled, and I'm embarrassed to admit, something that came out of my mouth while attempting to parent my child recently. We've started him on chores for allowance, but it wasn't going very well. So when I asked my son to clean his room and make his bed, he burst into tears from the stress. Thankfully, before the situation could escalate any further, my husband took over. As they emerged from his room a short time later, my son smiling again, I had a peek inside and realized why my request had stressed him out so badly. The room was clean, the covers on his bed were straightened, but not what I considered made. You see, I was taught that making a bed meant the straight sheets and neat corners most people will know as military or hospital style. But he has a loft bed and isn't even 10 years old yet. He just doesn't have the strength, coordination, or height required to meet my expectations. Since he didn't have the resources to meet my standards, he was faced with an impossible choice. Not do what I told him and get in trouble for disobedience, or try his best and still fail. Either way, I realized I was being just like Mother Gothel. I was the bad guy. In the movie, Mother Gothel is a unique Disney villain in that she isn't really out to rule the world, get revenge, or any of the standard villain motivations out there. She just wants to mind her own business and maintain control over the flower, a powerful yet limited resource that she needs to maintain her youth and stave off death. The fear of losing it leads her to kidnap and imprison a child, both physically and emotionally, for years, raising Rapunzel to feel like living outside the tower is something she isn't equipped to handle, and forcing her into an impossible choice between her own agency and the love of the only mother she's ever known. I'm not saying I was aiming to imprison or gaslight my child, but I will admit to feeling some anxiety over giving my child money to buy things. What if he misuses it? What if he actually buys as many Pokemon cards as he says he will? We don't have that kind of space for all of that. Thinking back, it seems incredibly silly, and I probably shouldn't have been surprised that my subconscious fears were turning me into my son's tormentor. On a larger scale, it seems silly and unjust not to listen when people are protesting because they feel unheard and mistreated. After all, Proverbs 22:8 does say, "Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken." We live in a society that is increasingly forcing people into impossible choices, and we are all a part of the problem. Every time we say things like, "Well, if they had just followed the rules, they wouldn't get in trouble," we are complicit. Because in most cases, a broken rule stems from an impossible choice, set up by a broken system and enforced in a broken way. Ideally, rules are in place to keep things from being inappropriately used, but rules only work when everyone has the resources they need and they are enforced evenly and transparently. And yes, resources may be limited in this world, but not as much as we all fear. In fact, I find it very interesting that after Proverbs 22:8 comes 22:9. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. You see, the punchline of Mother Gothel's story is that after she's defeated, we learn that Rapunzel's gift isn't finite and bound up in her hair. It's an innate ability of Rapunzel herself that can be shared to bless anyone who needs it, just like sharing what you have will grant further blessing from God. Locking Rapunzel away was never necessary. And creating impossible barriers as a way to justify withholding resources and justice is not necessary for an orderly society. Ignoring the injustice and moaning about being the bad guy is not a constructive way to solve the problem. Because no one wakes up in the morning wanting to be the bad guy. And God made this world to have more than enough for everyone. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.